Today's shiur is the Masechet Nazir on Daf Chaf. We will begin with the Gemara right after the Mishnah. Three lines from the bottom of the Amud on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to explain the case that we had in yesterday's Mishnah. Let's just review it quickly. In the Mishnah, Misha Nazir Naziris Harbe, somebody had made a long Naziris, and we're going to use the case that we had yesterday of Hilni Amalka. Let's say he had made a Naziris for 7 years. V'hishlam es Naziros. Now this Naziris took place in Chutz Laretz, and he completed his term of Naziris of the 7 years in Chutz Laretz. V'acher kach bo Laretz. Then he came to Eretz Yisrael. The question is, the problem of, that our Mishnah discusses is that he fulfilled his term of Naziris in Eretz Ha'amim. And the Chachamim have made, they were geyser, for various reasons, tumah on Eretz Ha'amim. So there's a tumah there midrabbanan. So it comes out that his Naziris was in a state of tumah. So Beis Shammai Yoimrim, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, Nazir Shloishim Yoim, he is a Nazir for 30 days. Tosfos, the fourth bottom line and fourth bottom Tosfos on the Amid, tells us, as the Gemara will come out in the Maskana, that this is a Knas midrabbanan. That since he conducted a state of Naziris in Tumah of the Eretz Amim, therefore he has to keep another 30 days. And Tosfos concludes, U'minatayra vadei tohar, v'yotzi yedei nazirasei. Certainly, minatayra, he has fulfilled his Naziris because he did it in Eretz Amim, but he himself was tohar, were it not for the Tumah derabbanan. So therefore, midaraisa, he fulfilled his commitment. It's only midarabbanan, and derabbanan, the Gemara will conclude, made a knas. Since you were in a state of Naziris in a place that we said is a tame place, we're going to give you an additional knas. You have to keep 30 days when you come to Eretz Yisrael. That's the shita of Beis Shammai. Then he has to keep an additional shloishim yoim. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Nazir B'tchilah. Beis Hillel says that the knas, as Tosfos again explains in the next Tosfos, he has to start over from day one, which in the case that we gave is 7 years. He's going to have to do another 7 years in Eretz Yisrael. Now let us begin the Gemara. Ktani Reisha. We learned in the Reisha. Beis Shammai Yoimrim, Nazir Shloishim Yoimrim. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Nazir B'tchilah. Actually, Tosfos and the Rush you'll find here on Yud Tes Amud Beis, and interestingly enough, Tosfos you will find on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom of the Yamud. The Marav Runchberg here in Ois Aleph tells us that Tosfos really should have been printed on our Amud, and the same thing you have in the Mesoris Hashas, in the next Amud, in Ois Hei, it tells us that Tosfos on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph at the bottom really belongs over here on Yud Tes Amud Beis. What do the Rush and Tosfos both say? That this Lashon of Ktani Reisha is not the Derech B'chol Hashas. Because normally, when you say Ktani Reisha, it means you're speaking about the Seifa, and then you say, oh, Ktani Reisha, by the way, it says in the Reisha so-and-so. But here, where the Gemara is immediately explaining the first case, the beginning words of the Mishnah, we don't find this in all of Shas, that you begin with this expression, Ktani Reisha. We learned in the beginning of the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara is going on. So we never find that. So Tosfos and the Rush both say that the Shita of Nazir Mishuna, or as Tosfos says, Lashon Nazir Mishuna, that in Nazir we always find the unusual types of language, and this is one example. Anyway, the Gemara went back to the beginning of our Mishnah, and the Gemara now wants to try to understand what exactly is the machlokas. We saw already from Tosfos that the machlokas is how long the knas is. But that's going to be the maskana of the Gemara on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Here on Yud Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara entertains a possibility of another explanation in the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Lema Balkam Ifkli, should we say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing the following? The Beis Shammai Savri, Eretz Ha'amim, Mishum Gusha, Gazur Olam. And as we turn to Chaf Amud Aleph, Beis Hillel Savri Mishum Avira Gazur Olam. So what is this machlokas? The question is, how all-encompassing was the Gezerah of Chazal in the Eretz Amim? Did they merely say that the land is Tameh? It's like a person would be in a Beis HaKvaris, where the land is Tameh. If somebody's flying in the air over a Beis HaKvaris, in a box, Sheita Teva Migdal, he does not become Tameh. So did they do the same thing with Eretz Amim? It's only the land. And as the Meforish here explains, the last one on the Amud, V'loi Mishum Avir V'havi Klisha Tumasa U'Mishum Hachi Sagi Lo B'Shloi Shem Yoyim. That's the sheet of Beis Shammai. It's a very easy tuma. It's only the gush, only the ground is tummy, not the Avir. U'Beis Hillel Savri Mishum Avir Gazrul. Beis Hillel held, no, that it was a stricter tuma. That they actually made that the Avir is tummy. If somebody was going over in a box over the in the land of the Goyim, there the Chazal made such a strong tumah that the Avir itself is tummy and the person would become tummy. Therefore, Beis Hillel holds, since it's a very chomer dikei tumah, therefore he has to start over. In the marshal that we gave, that he was the length of the Naziris was 7 years. Once he gets there, it's a stroll. He has to keep the entire 7 years over again, because the first 7 years were done betumah. This is the way the Gemara wants to say the machloigas. And this is the girsa of the Meforish here. And Tais is going to have a different girsa. But let's complete the Gemara according to the Meforish. Then we'll see how Tosus learns the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Loi, the kuli yama mishum gusha gazrula. Everybody, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, hold that it's a weak tumah, that the Chachamim only placed the Isser of tumah on the ground of the Eretz Amim and not on the Avir. So Beis Shammai Savri Bestam Naziris Kanisna, U Beis Hillel Savri Ki Kanisna Betchilas Naziris. This is what Tosfos told us on Yud Testament Beis. Here's the Maskon of the Gemara. It's not a Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel whether Mishum Gusha Mishum Avira, but rather everybody holds it's a weak Tumah Mishum Gusha. The question is, since the Chacham are giving a Knas, that you kept your term of Naziris in a place which we said was Tameh, the question is, how much of a knas are we going to give you now that you come to Eretz Yisrael, which is not Tameh? Do you have to keep only 30 days as a weak knas, as Beis Shammai holds, or are you going to get a more severe knas of the entire period of your Naziris, which in our mashal is 7 years, you're going to have to keep 7 years again? This is the way the Meforish learns our sugya. Tosfos, for various questions, has the girsa just in the reverse. Tosfos is goris, the Beis Shammai Samavri Eretz Amim Mishum Avira Gazrole. That the swara of Beis Shammai to be Mekel, which we have to understand the swara, is because the tumah of Eretz Amim is chomer. That not only was the gush tameh, but the aver was also tameh. So for some reason, as we'll soon see, that's a swara to be makel that when you have to do the Naziris and Eretz Yisrael, you only have to do 30 days. Ubeis Hillel Savri, and Beis Hillel holds, not like our Gemara says, Mishum Avira, but the opposite. Mishum Gusha Gazrala. It's an easy tumah. And since it's an easy tum of gush, therefore we're machmer that you have to do the full term of the Naziris, the full 7 years. So we have to understand the svar here. So Tosfos explains that the svar is as follows. We're worried here that a person should not confuse Eretz Amim with Naziris that a person would keep in a kever. Let's say a person accepted upon himself to be a Nazir for 7 years, and he would be in a Beis HaKvaris when he kept that Naziris for 7 years. And now he goes to Eretz Yisrael, so he'll think, let's start with the Svar of Beis Hillel. He'll think, according to Beis Hillel, since the whole Eretz Amim is also Mishum Gusha, which is the Girsa of Tosfos, not like our Gemara. It's only Mishum Gusha, not Mishum Avira. So it's comparable to a Beis HaKvaris. So if you're going to tell me that in Eretz Amim, which is Gusha, there all you have to do once you come to Eretz Yisrael is 30 days, a person would think, so if I'm Tomei in a Beis HaKvaris, and I go out of the Beis HaKvaris, all I have to be Mashulim is 30 days instead of 7 years. So we didn't want a person to make such a mistake. So that's why the Beis Hillel holds, the Chachamim were Geyser, that you have to start even by Eretz Amim, even though it's only Mishum Gusha, a weak Tuma, but because of the confusion, we're going to say that you have to keep over the whole 7 years once you get to Eretz Yisrael, people shouldn't make that mistake. Whereas, according to Beis Shammai, according to the Gears of Tosfos, Eretz Amim is Mishum Avira. It's a very chomer Tumah. So people know right away to distinguish between the Tumah of Eretz Amim and the Tumah of a Kever. So if you tell me by Eretz Amim, once I come to Eretz Yisrael, I have to keep 30 days, they're not going to say the same applies by a Kever. Because Kever doesn't have the din of Avir. Only Eretz Amim has the din of Avir. They're not going to confuse the two. That's why Beis Shammai holds it's enough if in Eretz Yisrael, if you only keep, once you come from Eretz Amim, only keep 30 days. What will you do by a Kever when you leave the Kever? You'll know that it's different. And there you have to keep the full amount of your Naziris, because your Naziris didn't work in a basic forest where you were tummy. That is the way Tosfos learns. Now, based on this, Tosfos says we have to also change what the Gemara says further. The Gemara says, Loi, the kuli alma mishum avira gazra lei. This is Tosfos girsa. No, everybody holds that it is mishum avira. So if so, we understand Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai says there's not going to be any confusion, mishum avira, and therefore, all you need is 30 days. So, what is the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Hillel? Beis Shammai savri b'stam nazir's nisna, u Beis Hillel savri ki kinista b'tchilas nazir's. It's only a shaila in how far the knas of the chachamim was for someone who kept nazir's in a makam that the chachamim said is a makam tamei eretz amim. Were they only geyser on him 30 days, or were they geyser the full 7 years? The Gemara went on to tell us, Maisa beHilni Amalka. Let's refer back to the mission on Yud Tes Amud Beis. The story took place with Hilni Amalka. Shehalach b'nol amelchama, v'omra, im yavai b'nim in amelchama, b'shalom, if my son returns from battle in peace, ahay nazira, I'll be in nazira, shevashanim, for 7 years. Uba b'nol amelchama, v'hois nazira, shevashanim. So in Chutz Laretz, she was in nazir for 7 years. After the termination of her 7 year period of Nazir, she made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Beis Hillel said, Lishitasam, that you have to be a Nazir for another 7 years. Right at the end of that additional 7 years in Eretz Yisrael, she became Tamei. So now it broke her whole 7 years of Naziris in Eretz Yisrael, and she had to keep another 7 years. What was her total? 21 years. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lehoisa Nazira El Arba Esrei Shana. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, she was only a Nazir for 14 years. The Gemara wants to know now exactly what is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. 21 or 14. Says the Gemara, Maisa Bil Namalki Boilu. The B'nai Yeshiva had a question. Bishan Itmas Valiba de Beis Shammai. As the Rosh here explains, what exactly is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama? Do I say it's a machlokas in halacha, or do I say it's a machlokas in mitzias? Do I say it's a machlokas in halacha? You, the Tanakhama, said that they have to keep 21 years. Why? Because you hold like Beis Hillel. So according to Beis Hillel, she did 7 in Chutz Laretz. She did 7 when she came to Eretz Yisrael, according to Beis Hillel. Then she became Tamei. Now, according to Beis Hillel, she has to keep another 7. Or do I say that, on that, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, lahalacha. He says, no, we don't paskin like Beis Hillel. We paskin like Beis Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she was 7 years in Chutz Laretz. When she comes to Eretz Yisrael, how many days does she have to keep? Only 30. She became Tamei. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree she became Tamei at the end of her Zman of Tumah. But how much was the Zman? She became Tamei at the end of her Zman of Naziris. But how long was the Zman of Naziris? Only 30 days. As the Karen Oira explains, that at the end of the 30 days in Eretz Yisrael, now how many days of Naziris has she had? 7 years plus 30 days. So when she becomes Tamei at the end of the 30 days, it means the 30 days is a hemshach of the 7 years. if you have to still do 30 days in Eretz Yisrael, you haven't really completed your 7 years. So therefore, if you become Tomei at the end of 30 days, as the Rosh speaks out, you're going to have to start over in the Naziris from day one. Day one means from the 7 years. So you're going to have a total of 14 years altogether. So do I say that that's the machlokes? Bishenitmas faliba de veishamai. Aliba de Beishamai means Rabbi Yehuda holds like Beishamai. The Tanakam holds like Beisilo, so you have a total of 21 years. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like Beishamai. Yes, she became Tomei, but all I can give you is 14 years according to the Cheshbon we made. That's one way to look at the Machloikis. Oy Dilmor, perhaps, as the Rosh explains, Bishaloi Nitmas, she never became Tomei. Valiba de Beisilo. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with you, Tana Kama, that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. That when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep 7 years. I'm not arguing la halacha. I'm arguing, in fact, what was the metzias? You say she became Tomei, and therefore you have to keep a total of 21 years. I say she never became Tomei. If she never became Tomei, all you have to keep is 14 years. Eina Chanami, the Rosh speaks out, if she would have become Tomei, says Rabbi Yehuda, I would agree that you have to keep 21 years. But the fact is, she didn't become Tomei. Therefore, all you have to keep is 14. So that's the way the Rosh explains it. Is it a machlokas? Do we paskin like Beis Hillel or like Beis Shammai, and she became Tomei? Or is the pshat she never became Tomei, and we paskin like Beis Hillel? In other words, the Tanakam holds she did become Tomei, and therefore, according to Beis Hillel, you need 21 years. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like Beis Hillel. He agrees it's like Beis Hillel, but she never became Tomei. It's only 14 years. Which way do we go here? Toshima, come in here. Also, Loretz, she went up to Eretz Yisrael. This is what it says in the Mishnah. V'horu Beis Hillel, shetehein nezira, oid shevishonim acheres, v'chulu. Now, v'chulu means that the Gemara is telling you that you were going to read the whole part of the Mishnah that we just said. The whole story. She went up in the 7 years the Beis Din told her to keep. Then she became Tomei at the end of the 7 years, and she had to keep another 7 years, 21 years. And then we get to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rosh speaks out. Why does the Gemara have to go through this whole part of the Tanakama? We're discussing Rabbi Yehuda here. What does the Gemara want with this v'chulu? With this whole beginning of the machlokas, says the Rosh, what the Gemara means to say is the following. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakama. So, what did the Tanakama say? What's the story? 7 years in Chutz Loretz, 7 years in Eretz Yisrael, she becomes Tomei at the end. That is soyser the whole 7 years of Eretz Yisrael, and now she gets another 7 years, 21. Says the Gemara, that's why the Rosh says we brought this whole part. Cause I want to make the following diuk. That when Rabbi Yehuda comes along, he says, I agree with you. What does it mean I agree with you? I agree with your whole story. That what? That there were 7 years in Chutz Loretz. And then she became Tomei at the end of the period in Eretz Yisrael. And then she has to do another 7 years. So in other words, the Gemara's point is, I agree that she became Tomei at the end. You say she became Tomei at the end of an additional 7 years. I agree she became Tomei at the end. So now let's figure it out. Ve'i sal kedatach bishen nitmas vali b'debei shamai. If you're going to say pshat Rabbi Yehuda is that I agree she became Tomei at the end of the additional period in Eretz Yisrael. And how much is that additional period according to Beis Shammai? 30 days. Ihachi Rabbi Yehuda Omer loy hayis nazir el yudal shana. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Oh no, she was only a nazir for 14 years. Yudal shana v'shloishim yayim boyalei. What happened to the 30 days? It should have been 14 and 30. In other words, let's say she would have become Tomei on day one of the 30. Then we say, oh, day one, and as we explained from the Karen Ira, the 30 days are a continuation of the 7 years of Chutz Loretz. So if something happens wrong in those 30 days, you have to start the whole Naziris over back from the beginning of the 7 years. So then I could understand 7 years, she gets another 7 years is 14, And there was only one day. So I could see calling it 14 years. But you said, when did the Tumah happen? At the end of the extended period in Eretz Yisrael, which according to you was 7 years. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda is saying, according to me, it's Beis Shammai 30 days, and Besaif, it happened at the end of the 30 days, and now we have to start back from the beginning of the 7 years. So how many, what is the whole entire period? Add it up. 7 in Eretz Chutz Laretz, 7 in Eretz Yisrael, and the end of the 30 days that she was doing when she moved to Eretz Yisrael. It's a total of 14 and 30. Why do you only say 14? Must be that she didn't become Tomei. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like Beis Hillel that you add 7 years. So 7 in Chutz Laretz, 7 in Eretz Yisrael, 14. Tana Kama holds she became Tomei. So you need 21. And Rabbi Yehuda argues not in Halachi, he argues in Metzius and says, no, she didn't become Tomei. And therefore all you need is an additional 7 is 14. So this is the Gemara's Raya, that it cannot be that Rabbi Yehuda paskins la locha against the Tanakhama like Beis Shammai, because then the Cheshbon should come out to 14 years and 30 days. Tanya, Nami Hachi, we learned like this in a Bryce as well. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Shem Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Damer, Korda Pasuk says, Zois Taurus HaNazir, and as the Bach adds the two next words, B'yoy Malois, this is the Torah of a Nazir. On the concluding day, so I make a drasha according to Rabbi Eliezer, HaTorah Amra, the Torah tells us, Ki Nitma B'yoy Malois, when a person becomes Tomei, on that final concluding day of the Naziris, 10 Loi, Torah's Nazir. How much do you add on? All you add on is what a normal Stam Nazir is, which is how much? 30 days. So now, the pshat in this Tanya Nami Hachi is different than we normally think of Tanya Nami Hachi. Usually, Tanya Nami Hachi is, whatever you just said, I learned the exact same thing in a brisa. Here, it's a little different. What does it mean it's a little different? It means I'm going to change what pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is, but it's going to come to the same bottom line. Meaning, we just learned that if Rabbi Yehuda held like Hu Beis Shammai, what should the Cheshbon be? 14 years and 30 days. And that's why the Gemara said it can't be going like Beis Shammai. It must be going like Beis Hillel, except she didn't become Tomei. Therefore, you wind up with 14 years. The Gemara is saying with the Tanya Nami Hachi, if Rabbi Yehuda were to hold in our Mishnah like Beis Shammai, you know what the total amount should be? 7 years and 60 days. Why? Because as we said before, there's no machlokas, when did the Tumah happen? At the end of the additional period of Eretz Yisrael. So how much was the additional period? 30 days. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, B'yoy Melois, that if it happens on the last day, how much do we add on to the person? Only, we don't go back, like we said, from the Karen Ira back to the beginning of the 7 years. We add only on, that's the special din that we learn from this pasuk. If you became Tommy on the last day, Yom Malois, we give you an additional 30 days of Naziris. If so, make the Cheshbon. In Chutz Laretz, 7 years. She came up to Eretz Yisrael, according to Beis Shammai, 30 days. Now she became Tomei at the end of the 30 days. How much do you add on? Only another 30 days. That's a total of 7 years and 60 days. So it can't be going like Beis Shammai. That's the Tanya Nami Achi. The Tanya Nami Achi is not the same mathematical result. Because according to the first way we were learning, it'll come out to 14 years and 30 days. So it can't be going like Beis Shammai. It has to be going like Beis Hillel, 14 years, and she didn't become Tomei. The Tanya Nami Achi is, I have another reason why it can't be going like Beis Shammai, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, you only add on 30 days, so it comes out to 7 years and 60 days, and in our mission it says 14 years, Tanya Nami Hachi, that Rabbi Yehuda can't be going like Beis Shammai for a different reason. Bottom line, that's the Tanya Nami Hachi, it's not going like Beis, it's not going like Beis Shammai, it's only going like Beis Hillel, and that's why she didn't become Tomei, it comes out to 14 years. Begins the next Mishnah. We had two katim, two groups of edim. Each kat has two edim in it. So you have two edim saying one way and two edim saying the other way. Elu Meidim Shenazir Shtayim. One group of Edom says, I heard him that he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir for two periods, meaning for 60 days. Ve'elu me'idim shenazir chamesh, and the other one's group, the other group says, no, he accepted upon himself to be five. I was there and I heard him, and what you say was two, I say is five. What is the halacha? Be'shamai, now by the way, what is he saying? What does the guy himself say? So if you look in the Tosfos, fifth bottom Tosfos, one line before it gets wide at the bottom of the Amud, Mishra Yishteki did a Midu Soy Soy, Eilu Midim Shnader Shnei Nazirs, Ve'eilu Midim Shnader Chamesh, so Nechleku Edusun. So the Shita of Beis Shammai, which we're going to learn in the Mishnah, is that they contradict each other. They're being makhish each other. So we don't know who to believe. There's nothing here. As Tois, Ve'enka Naziris Klal says Toises. There's no Naziris here at all. As Toises, Vim Timer, Hechidami, Im Shasak Hanoider, Shtike Koidodamya. What's the guy himself saying? If he's listening to these Edim and he keeps quiet, let's say the one says five, he says no, I protest. When the one says two, he's quiet. We have a rule, if you're quiet, then you're being moida. So Lechaira, then he should, according to Beis Shammai, why do they say each a cut? Cancels out the other. And we have nothing. We don't know who to believe. So we don't believe anybody. And he's not a Nazir at all. That's a Shita Beis Shammai. L'chayr Shtik Gaida. So Tais gives three truths into this kasha. Either that he's makish both of them. The one who says two, he says no. The one who says five, he says no. Or he says any idea. I don't know. I'm relying on you. And you people can't make up your mind. So Beis Shammai says he gets nothing. And a third teretz that Tosfos gives, and the Rosh gives the same teretz, that he's sitting there listening to them arguing against each other. So he says, what do I have to be machish for? You fellows are doing a good job amongst yourself of disagreeing. I'll just sit back and watch what happens. So here we wouldn't say, says Tosfos, shtike koido, by being quiet as if you're admitting. I'm admitting to what? You're arguing amongst yourselves. So therefore, the halacha is, according to Beis Shammai, let's go back to the Mishnah. So Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai, Oimrim Nechleku Eidus, Ve'en Kan Naziris. You throw out both groups, and you say, we don't know who to believe, so we believe nobody, and there's no two Eidim that said he's a Nazir. Beis Hillel Oimrim, and Beis Hillel disagree, and they say, Yesh Bechlal Chomishtayim. In five, you have two. Sheyehei Nazir Shtayim. The halach is, he is a Nazir for two periods. What's the pshat in Beis Hillel? The pshat in Beis Hillel is that when someone says in the Zeros of five, that Eidus, that I heard him say five, Beis Hillel holds is that we say, they're like making five separate Eidus. Or let's say two separate Eidus. They're saying two and three. Two plus three. One group says two only. The other one says two plus three. And as we can divide up their Eidus into units. If we do such a thing, then it comes out that on the two-term Naziris, there is no contradiction. But all four witnesses agree that he was at least an aid. He was at least a Nazir for two periods. And that's why Beis Hillel says, Yesh b'chal chamishtayim, and he remains a Nazir for two periods. Says the Gemara, Masnisan Deloikai Tana. Our mission is not like the following Tana. The Sanya, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Shmuel, ben Yishe, Rabbi Yechav, ben Breik, Oimer. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechav, ben Breik, says, Lo Yinech, Luku, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Shteik, Yitei Edom. The Machloik is between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, is not the way we have it in our Mishnah between two groups of two pairs of Edom. That Achas Omer Shtam, Achas Omer Chomish, one says two and one says five. Because there, everyone agrees to the way we have it in our Mishnah for Beis Hillel, Sheyesh Bechlal Chomishtayim, that in five you have two. So there he definitely will have to be a Nazir for two terms. Alman Nechleku, what is the Machloek between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Alkat Achas, where you only have one pair of Edom. Echad Oimer Shtayim, one of the two witnesses says that he accepted upon himself two terms. Ve'echad Oimer Chomish, and one says that he accepted upon himself five terms. So what is the halacha there? Shebe Shammai Oimer Nechleku Edusan. Beis Shammai says that we divide up their testimony. Why? Because we say that here, Memanav Shach, one is a liar. In other words, we understand when one says two and one says five, each one is saying the other one is wrong. So it comes out that Beis Din says, well, one of you is lying. And if so, I don't have two Eidim that are testifying that he accepted upon himself Naziris. I need two Eidim to make him a Nazir because he says, like Tyson said, I don't know. I don't know what I said. I don't know anything. So we need two Eidim to say it. I don't have two Eidim because one of them is lying. What about if you have two Kitei Eidim? There we said that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, the Rabbi Shmuel in the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says that when you have two Kitei Eidim, everybody holds that he has to keep at least two terms. Why don't I say, well, yeah, Mamonav Shech, one of the groups are lying? That doesn't matter. Why? Because even if one group is lying, but I have another group. I have another cut. And, as we said, we divide their testimony into units. So in the unit of two, in that unit, there's no machlokas, and we know we at least have one group that's saying the truth. It could be the group that says five, for all we know. But maybe they're the liars, so we can't go all the way to five. But to two, where everybody's admitting to two, and I know I at least have one kosher group that's not lying, so I can give them at least two. That's when I have two kitten. But where I have one cut and one aide is disagreeing with the other, and this one says you're wrong and this one says you're wrong, they're being makish each other. Beis Shammai says, Nechleku Edusin. We divide it up, and there's where Beis Shammai, according to Rab Yishmol, holds that he's not a Nazir at all. Beis Hillel Oimrim Yesh B'chal Chameshtayim. There is in 5-2. One of them is lying. Beis Shammai has a good kasha. No, Beis Hillel says, we don't have to say anybody's lying. People make mistakes. They both heard two. One thought he also heard five. He's wrong. But in five, you have two. And we could divide in units. And on two, everyone agrees. And we could say that nobody's lying. Somebody's making a legitimate mistake. If so, I do mitzarf, according to Rav Beis Hillel, the two Eidim, and therefore he has to keep at least two. Now, by the way, what does our Mishnah hold? Our Mishnah holds the Machloikas is by two katim. And what will be by one kat? L'chayr, our Mishnah does not agree with Rav Yishmol, B'noish Rav Yochanan Barak. Our Mishnah will hold that what? That by one kat, everyone will be moide, that they're a bunch of liars. We don't say ta. We say that one of them, at least Mamonav Shech, is a liar, and therefore I can't be mitzarf them, and there won't be a machlokes b'sham yisrael. Everybody will hold in the one cut that nechleku edusan. That's what our Mishnah holds. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, like Rabbi Shmuel b'sham Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Omer Rav said, Rav hakol moide b'moine, as Tosfos explains. You, Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, said the machlokes is by one cut. But I'm going to make a statement that in one cut, there is a case where everyone, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, will be moida, that nechleku edusin, that you cannot be mitzarf the two eidos together. What is that? When they're counting. What does it mean, counting? We're going to see, the Gemara will explain what this means. Amalei Rav Chama, Rav Chizda, my comer. What do you mean by mone, that everybody holds nechleku edusin? Ilema echad amar chamesh v'loi shtayim, v'echad amar shtayim v'loi chamesh. So the pshat is, our Rabbi Shmuel said the machlokas is when one said shtayim and one said chamesh. But they didn't say one said shtayim and v'loy chamesh, and the other said chamesh v'loy shtayim. They just said shtayim, chamesh. So there Rabbi Shmuel holds, that's the machlokas Beis Shammai still, Beis Shammai holds that nothing, they're liars, one of them at least, I can't be mitzarf the cut. And Beis Hillel holds toya. They're making a mistake. But when one says two and not five, and the other one says five and not two, so there everybody holds says Rav, that's moine. And as I go out of my way to say that you're wrong, then it means, well, there's no mistake. I'm not making a mistake. So one of you is lying. So there even Beis Hillel will be moine that nechlu edusin, and he's not a nazir at all because I don't have a cut. Because one of them is a liar. Frag the Gemara.
Hakamachishiyadadi. I don't need that. If that's the pshat in what Rav is telling you, that's pshita. That's, what does he have to teach me that for? Of course. Each one's calling the other one a liar. Each one's saying you're wrong. So of course they're not mitzarif. What's the chiddush? Elod must be like this. Echad oimer achas ushtayim. The echad oimer shalosh arba chamesh. So the Gemara says that's what we mean by mona counting. As Tosfos explains on Amud Beis, they went to the trouble not to say 2 and 5, but to say he accepted upon himself, I heard 1, 2 naziris, and the other one says, I heard he said 3, 4, 5 naziris. So since they went to the trouble to speak out exactly what they say they heard, so that is considered as if they're trying to be machish each other. There we don't say the svar of ta. There we say that they're trying to be machish each other. That's what the Gemara comes out that Rav is teaching. So that's a chiddush, because they're not going out of the way to say veloy chamesh, veloy shtayim. They're just because they went to the trouble to delineate 1, 2, and the other one says 3, 4, 5, that's why we say there's akasha, and that's what Rav had to teach us, that even Beis Hillel will be moited that the Nechel Kuei Dusan. Frey de Gemara, so Rav Chama says to Rav, if that's what you mean, that's wrong. Halomali, why do you have to say that Beis Hillel would be moited to Beis Shammai in that case? Hashta yeshloi mechamirta amar Rav, kilta loi amar. So this is the gears of Rashi, and Rashi has a whole pshat based on a Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin. We're going to go with the pshat of Tosfos and the Rosh, and according to their gears, so they take out the word Rav, and they change it to Loi Kol Shchein. Let's read the words according to Tosfos and the Rosh. Hashde Yesh Lamechamirta Omar Kilta Loi Kol Shchein. And what's the pshat? The pshat is like this. Why do you think that if a person said 3, 4, 5, he's coming to be machish, the one who said 1, 2, he says to himself, listen, I don't have to say over 1, 2. If I say the chomer, I'm trying to make the man be chayv more naziris. So I say, you say 1, 2, I say 3, 4, 5. Am I trying to say no and not 1, 2? I'm trying to say, I don't have to waste my words and say 1, 2 also. That's understood. Self-understood. Of course, what I mean to say is 1, 2 that you said plus 3, 4, 5. So therefore, Rav Chama says to Rav, if that's what you're teaching me by Mona, that Beis Hillel would be mited to Beis Shammai, the Nechel Kuei Dosan, I disagree. I hold that Beis Hillel will still say their Shita, that what? That Tor, people make a mistake, and they're not trying to be machish each other. And just because I said 3, 4, 5, I don't say I meant to say 3, 4, 5 and not like you said 1, 2. I just wanted to say, of course, 1, 2 is self-understood. I'm just going to add the chomer part, the 3, 4, 5. Amri b'marava in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, which is west of Bavel, they said, ein hakasha b'mayne. That's what the Gemara concludes, that Rav Chama is correct, that by mona, we don't say according to Beis Hillel Hakosha. Beis Shammai will still go with their Shita, Nechel Kuei Dusan, that we do say Hakosha. But Beis Hillel, even in this case, will say Ta, and that we could be Mitzarif to Edis, and therefore at least he has to be a Nazir for 2 periods. Now, how do we paskin Halacha? So the Sefer Orech Mishor brings down that the Rambam here, it would seem, paskined accurately according to Halacha, which is like our Mishnah. The Mishnah disagrees with the Braisa. Again, according to the Mishnah, the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is by 2 kat eidim, and by 1 kat, everybody would be minded that their eidus is not mitzarf. The Braisa, according to Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem, B'Noish Rabbi Yochanan B'Raika, the Machlokes is by 1 kat, and by 2 katim, everybody would be minded that he is a Nazir for 2 periods. By 1 kat, Beis Shammai says, ain't mitzarf in Eidusan. Beis Hillel held, they made a mistake, one of them, and you're mitzarf the Eidus. So that's, in fact, the Rambam is correct to Paskin that way, Because this Mishnah is brought down in Masechta Idiyos. And we know anything that's brought down in Masechta Idiyos, the halacha is like that. For example, he brings down the Gemara and Bukhari stuff, Chav Vav has a machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Nachman says, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, hoyel utznan bebechirta kavasei. Idiyos is called Bechirta, the chosen Mishnayos of Ganshas. So it's in Bechirta, the halacha over there in that sugi is like Rabbi Yehuda. Same thing here. Who's the halacha like our Mishnah versus Rabbi Shmuel? The halacha is like our Mishnah. And that's exactly what the Rambam Paskins and Hilchos Nazirus, Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, and I quote, Mi shehoyu shtei kiti eidem idem oisoi, eilu miidem shenazer shtayim, ve'eilu miidem shenazer chamesh, hareze nazer shtayim, shebechlal chamesh shtayim, v'arei kulam miidem shtayim. So the Rambam Paskins, like our Mishnah, like Beis Hillel, that he's at least a nazer for two. He doesn't paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Because if he would paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, then he should say, the halach is like Beis Hillel, the halach is like Beis Hillel, you're mitzarif, even by one cut eight. That the Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam says only by two katim. So you see that he paskins like our Mishnah against Rabbi Shmuel. Ask the Lecha Mishnah question that the Rambam in Hilchis Eidus, Perik Gimel, Halacha Gimel, says by an eid, Echot says, Mona Hilvo. And the Vasheni Omer Masayim Chayiv L'Shal Monish Yesh B'Chalal Masayim Monah. One aide says he lent from him 100. The other aide says he lent from him 200. So you can't be Machayiv him 200, but 100 they both agree. That's in one cut. And in one cut, we said according to our Mishnah, Kuli Alma will hold that they're, one of them is a liar and you can't be Mitzarev. So how, it's a steer in the Rambam. How could the Rambam paskin like our Mishnah at the same time, in that case over there, he paskins that they are Mitzarev Deidus. According to our Mishnah, it should not be Mitzarev. They're lying. They're not Taw. And according to the Rambam over there, it seems Taw. They're making a mistake. One and two, they made a mistake. So Lecha Mishnah remains with a Tzorachiyat. The Sefer, Oirich Mishra, has a very beautiful teretz, a simple, beautiful teretz. The Rambam Paskins like Masechta Idiyos, like our Mishnah. But our Mishnah is speaking about 2 and 5, where there's a big discrepancy. Where there's only a discrepancy of 1, there the Rambam holds, and the Nemukhi Yosef says this clearly, that if you only have a discrepancy of 1, like in our case, if one would have said 2 Naziris and one would have said 3 Naziris, there, even in one cut, the Rambam with Paskin, that ain't the Chanami, they are Mitzarev. So over there was a case of $100 versus $200, Mona and Messiah. There the Rambam holds that Torah, and there we would Paskin that the Adis is Mitzarev. And he brings a riot to this, besides that the Nemukhi Yosef says this Chilik, the Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh says, in Perek Beis, Halacha Hei, Echad Amarei Siya Gavoya Be'enai Kemoi Shtei Kaimus. 2 witnesses we need for the Bezin to say Mekudesh HaChodesh. 1 eight says it looked like the moon was 2 stories high. V'amar Hasheni Kemoi Shalosh, it was like 3 stories high. Mitzarfin, they're mitzarf. But im Amar Ha'echad Kemoi Shalosh Kaimus, Hasheni Amar Kemoi Chamesh, Ein Mitzarfin, Sheyeshpoi Hakosha. There's Hakosha. So the Rambam is machalik between 2 stories and 3 stories, or between 3 stories and 5 stories. What's the nafgamina? The nafgamina is, if you're only off by 1, by 2 Adim, so then we say 1 of the Adim made a mistake. 2 or 3 stories high, one person thinks it's 2 stories high, the other thinks it's 3 stories. But to make a discrepancy between 3 stories and 5 stories high, the moon, that's already such a large discrepancy. There we say that one of them never saw the moon at all. One of them is lying. They can't be Mitzarev. This is the chilek that the Aruch Mishra wants to make in the Rambam. For all those who have finished this perek, Hadron Alach Mishra Omer, Hadron Alach Mishra Omar, Hadron Alach Mishra Omar. The next perek again begins with these words, Mishra Omar. Mishra Omar Rei Nazir. This Mishra is going to discuss the concept of Hatfasa. Hatfasa means where I myself do not articulate a Lashon of Naziris, but I hear my friend saying the Lashon, and he wants to become a Nazir, and I say V'ani, and I also want to become a Nazir. By saying V'ani, I join up, I piggyback on top of what he articulated, and that's also a method of Naziris. Begins the Mishnah Mishra, Amar Reini Nazir V'Shama Chaveri. His friend heard it. V'amar Vani, and the next one said Vani, as Tosis explains here. that there were two, or like we'll see in the Gemara, even three people that heard the person saying, I want to be a Nazir, and each one after the other, Reuven said Vani, and Shimon said Vani, and Levi said Vani, Kulam Nazirim, as long as we'll see in the Gemara, if they did it, Toich Kedei Dibber. They did it within the period of, as we'll discuss in the Gemara, Shomalecha Rebbe, or Shomalecha Rebbe Amari, the time that a Talmud takes to greet his Rav. If they said it within that time, there is a proper Hatfosa of Naziris. If they said it after the time, a person said Vani, and it was 5 seconds after the person made the Naziris, then it's not Chal. Continues the Mishnah, Hutara Rishon. Since they were all attaching their Naziris to the first Naziris, if the first one became Al Yedei Shailus Chacham, he went to Chacham, he was Matur his Neder, then Hutra Kulon, then all of them become Mutter as well, because they were all dependent on his Naziris status. Hutter Achrim, but what happens if the last one went to get from a Chacham a Heter on his Naziris? So, since the first Naziris was not dependent on the last person, rather he was dependent on the previous ones, the din is Achrim Mutter v'kulam Asurim. The last one's Naziris is Mutter, but everybody else, their Naziris is Asur, unless, as Tosfos speaks out, they themselves go to another Chacham and receive a Heter for their Naziris. Amar Hareini Nazir, if somebody said Hareini Nazir, Vishama Chaveroi, and his friend heard, V'amar Pi Kipiv, my mouth should be like his mouth. Visari Kisari, my hair should be like his hair. And the Gemara speaks out, and that's what the Rambam and the Rav say here on the Mishnah, that when he said Pi Kipiv, he added the word Miyayin. Just like his mouth cannot drink wine, my mouth also cannot drink wine. And my hair should be like his hair, miligazes, that from getting a haircut. That is a lashon of Naziris, harezen Nazir. Continues the Mishnah, hareini Nazir v'shama ishtai. Somebody said, I am a Nazir, and his wife heard. V'amren, she said, vani. And I also want to be a Nazir like you. That din is, mefer eshalo v'shaloi kayim. So, his Naziris is not dependent on her. And therefore, his Naziris stays, but he has the ability, as we have learned in Masechta Nedarim, that any neder that is inui nefesh, anything that causes affliction to his wife, or something that will affect their relationship, dvorim shebeinoi lebeino, he has a right 24 hours from the time that he heard, and in that day, boy biyoim, biyoim shomai, as the pasuk said, he has a right to be made for her Naziris. What happens if she said, Hareini Nazira, I am a Nazira, Vishama Baal and the Baal heard, Vomer Va'ani, and I also am, Eina Yachal Lahafer, he is not able to be Mefer that Naziris. And Tosfos brings from the Gemara further that there are two reasons for this, and this will be dependent on what the understanding is when a husband is Mefer his wife's Naziris, or his wife's neder. We know by a Talmud Chacham, when he's matur, a neder or Naziris, then retroactively it is bottled from day one. However, the question is, does a husband to a wife have the same ability to be oker the Naziris or the neder from day one? Or is it only Megas Gaius? He rips it up from now on, but till now it was in effect. So the Gemara wanted to say that the Chayrit Pshat in this Mishnah is that he breaks it from day one. A husband has the same ability as a Chacham. Because if it was only Mikanel Abba, what would be the reason why he can't be Mefer? If he's Megas Gaia, if he's Mefer it from day one, I understand why he can't be Mefer. As Tosfos brings down, Divrei Amasech Hareini Nazir, a Nazira, Hareini Nazira, the Tosfos begins in the second wide line. So Tosfos there brings down, it says the Pasuk, Lo Yachel Dvoroi, and we make a drasha, Hu Ein Amechel. A person cannot nullify his own netter. So here, if the husband is going to be made for his wife's netter from day one, and his own Naziris here is dependent on his wife, if his wife has no Naziris, then he has no Naziris. And it'll come out, he's being made for his own Naziris, that he can't do. So the Gemara thought, that's from the Mishnah, you have a riot that he breaks it from day one. The Gemara says, no, and that's the Maskana, that really he's Megas Gaius. He only cuts it from now on. Till now it was in effect. Therefore his Nazirus will remain in effect. He's only breaking his wife's Nazirus. Why is he then not allowed to break his wife's Nazirus Mikana Labo if his will remain in effect? The answer is because when he said Vani, he was sanctioning his wife's Nazirus. In other words, he was being Mekayim his wife's Nazirus. Once a Baal is Mekayim, his wife's Neder or Nazirus, he no longer has the ability to be Mefer. That's the reason why the Mishnah says, Eina Yochel Ofer. Continues the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir. He said, I am a Nazir. Va'at, as Tosfos explains, he asks his wife, and what about you? Do you want to become a Nazir? Va'amar Amen. She says, yes, I want to become a Nazir as well. So the din is, Mefer as Shalah, he can be Mefer her Neder, her Naziris, Vishalai Kayim, and his is Kayim. So the Taisa speaks out that here we cannot say that he was Mekayim, his wife's Naziris, and therefore he cannot break it, as we said in the case before. Because he can't force his wife to be a Nazir, and in fact here he asked her, and the only way the Naziris came about is by her saying Amen. So it's all dependent on her. So the din is, he was never Mekayim it. It was only that she said Amen. So then the halacha is that he has an ability still to be made for it. And since his Naziris is not dependent on her Naziris, Shaloi Kayim, his remains intact. Ein Echanami, Tosfos speaks out, that Dulaitola Nidrai bin Nidra, Avalim Loy Amra Amen, Enechanami, if she had not said Amen, then he muter, she would be mutter without his afora. She'ena Yochala Dir Bakarcha. He cannot force her to be a Nazir, and the only way she became a Nazira is by saying Amen. And therefore, since he wasn't Mekayim it, he has an ability, if it's Dvorim Shebeino Lebeino, or Inui Nefesh, to be made for her Naziris. Continues the Mishnah, Hareini Nazirah. She said, I want to be a Nazirah. Va'ato, what about you? Va'amar Amen, and he said, yes. Now his Naziris is dependent on her Naziris. Eina Yachalofer, he cannot be Mefer. And again, when the Tosfos speaks out, we have the same two reasons that we have before. If you say that Meker, Ocker, that he retroactively from day one, like a Chacham, has the ability to take away his wife's Naziris, then it comes out that his Naziris, which is dependent on her Naziris, is no longer here. And therefore it comes out he's being Miyachel, he is stopping his own Naziris that he can't do. Layachel Devori, as we made a drasha, who ain't a Mechel, aval acherim Mechelin loy. But he cannot stop his own Neder, and here he's doing that. And if I say Megiz Gaiz, that he's only stopping it from now on, the reason he cannot be made for it is because he was Mekayim it. Because when he said Amen, he's saying, you're a Nazir, I agree to that, and I'm also a Nazir, and therefore, once you're Mekayim, you cannot be Mefer. Begins the Gemara, Yosef, Rish Lakish came to Rabbi Yehuda, Rish Lakish was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda in the Sia, the Yosef, the Kamar, and Rish Lakish made the following statement, the Hushit, Fisu, Kulam, B'toich, Kedei, Dibur. When do I say, in the first case of our Mishnah, Vani, that everyone who heard the first person making the Naziris can be matvis in his Naziris, that's only if they said it within the few seconds of Toichere Dibur, Vekama Toichere Dibur. How long is that within that period of saying something? Kidei Shila Shalom. Like someone gives Shalom to another person. Vekama Kidei Shila Shalom. How long is that? Kidei Shalom or Shalom Tamad L'Rav. The time it takes for a Talmud to say Shalom to his Rav, which the Mefarish and Tosfos, you could see it in the second last line of Tosfos, in the last Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Amrlei, in the brackets, Vehem Shalosh Tevis. Those are three words. And what are the three words in the law, at the end of the line before in Tosfos? Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Those are the three words of Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So within that period, so you can only have enough anis of three people. Ani, ani, ani. That's how Tosfos explains it. All three within the Shalom of Talmud Larav are nitfas in the first person's Naziris. Omar Leis, Rabbi Yudin Nisos said back to Rish Lakish, Tov loy shafkes rafchel atalmida. You have not given any leeway to a Talmud. As Tosfos explains, let's learn the bottom Tosfos inside together. Kloimer. Talmud shesham alechet shenader benazir. A Talmud heard someone making a naziris. Ubikesh lamer vani. And he also wanted to say vani. Ubetoich kach over Rabbi Lefanov. And at that time, his Rebbe passes in front of him. Vuhu chayv lahagdim loy shalom. And he has an obligation to give him shalom. Veloimer shalom alecha. Rebbe vehem shalosh tevis. Will come out that this Talmud is not able to be Matvis Benazir. Because by the time he says Shalom Alecha Rebbe, it's already after Toich Kedei Dibur. Im Yoimer Vani, Shekvar Shor Kedei Dibur. Ve'einzu Svar, Toich says, this is not logical to say so, that a Talmud should be different than anybody else. If his Rebbe comes at that moment, it's not logical. Elevare Gam HaRevi Nitvaz. You have to say that even the fourth person, in other words, I give the person an extra time, Shalom Alecha Rebbe plus. Otherwise, a Talmud himself would never be able to be matvis by saying ani if he said Shalom to his Rebbe. Hoyov leishah kla la'achkedei dibur, ela la'alter achkedei dibur amar vani. Because right after the kedei dibur, he said vani, and the Rush speaks this out even clearer, the last four lines on the Amud of the Rush, Hilkach near the Gam Hadalid Yachal Hatvis, the Hamachubur L'Toich Kedei Dibur, Kitoich Kedei Dibur Dami. Something that's connected to Toich Kedei Dibur, if immediately after he says, Shalom, Alecha, Rebbe, Vani, he didn't waste a second, that's Machubur L'Toich Kedei Dibur, that's also counted as Toich Kedei Dibur. That's the Svar of Rabbi Yudin Nisa, Avala Kamishi, but the fifth person, that means that there was some break between Shalom Alecha Rebbe and the word Va'ani. That's already time for five people. Va'ayin and Nitvah Sheshok Tzas Achidei Dibur. That already, there is no Atvasa, because he already has waited a little bit after Tachidei Dibur. I have heard that some learned that the Machlokis between the Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yudin Nisiyah will be totally in what's the shear of Tachidei Dibur. In other words, what's the shear of Shalom Alecha Rebbe? Which is it three words or is it four words? And Bamis, we spoke about this at another occasion when I gave the Duff in the Dorim, Duff Pei Zion. And there we spoke out the Gemara in Bava Kama, Duff Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, says that there are two Shiurim in Shalom Alecha. One is Shalom Alecha of a Rav to a Talmud, which are two words, Shalom Aleichem, two words, Shalom Alecha. And then the Gemara says, and we conclude that this is the one that Toich Kedei Dibur revolves around. Kedei, as our Gemara says, Kedei Shila Sholem of Talmud L'Rav. And the Gemara there in Bava Kama says, Vehem Arba Milim. He says, Sholem Alecha Rebbe Umayri. And that's Bamis the Psak Halacha, that the Shir of Toich Kedei Dibur, it's Kedei Shilas Talmud L'Rav. But in the Dorim, Pei Zion, we find a Machloikis Rishonim. And it's going to be a Machlokes Rishonim, a Machlokes Achronim, we'll see it's a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. What is the Shir of Talmud L'Rav? The Namuki Yosef there in the Sugya says it's four words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri, as the Gemara says in Bava Kama. But the Ritva writes over there in the Sugya in the Dorim that it's a Shir of three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. The Rambam in Shavuos, Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Zayin says that it's the time of a Talmud, of Shilas Talmud L'Rav, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe Kiva Eger, in the Gilyan Shulchan Aruch Yerideh, Simon Reish Mem Beis, Sift HaZayin, asks under Rambam that our Gemara in Bava Kama says that it's four words, so why did the Rambam only paskin three? And he says, why did he paskin like the, in fact, there's a Yerushalmi that also says three, but why did the Rambam go with the Yerushalmi and not with the Bavli that says four? So the Rebbe Kiva Eger says that in the Chanami, the Rambam's Girsa, the Gemara in Bava Kama, was only three, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, without Mayri, like the Yerushalmi in Nazir, Perik Dalid, Halacha Aleph, here in our Sugya. Now to say, there's also Lahalacha, let us speak that out, that in Archaim, Simon Reish Vav Sif Gimel, it says that it's Asher Lahafsik Ben Bracha L'Achila. The Rama says, Yois Mechdei Dibur. The Taz there, in Sifkat Gimel, says, Kedei Dibur Shila Shom Tamil L'Rav, Dahainu Shom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. And so says the Ber Hetev. But the Magen Avram there, in Sifkat Dalid, disagrees and he says it's only the shear of Shomalach HaRebbe, and so holds the Machzah Shekel, the El Yeraba, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Mishnah Berurah, Lalacha Paskins, that it is only three words, Shomalach HaRebbe. So I would like to suggest the following. To say that the Machloikis here is in the shear of Shomalach HaRebbe, whether it's three words or four words, that's the Machloikis. Rish Lakish holds three words, so you can only get three people in. And Rabbi Yudin Nistar holds it Shomalach HaRebbe Umayri, and therefore you can get four people in, but not five. But that would be difficult, because then you could ask on Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, that if the Svara of Tais and the Rush is that Kala Mechubur L'Toichere Dibber is considered Kid Toichere Dibber, so why do I only allow four? I should allow five. And now we don't find. The Machloikas here in the Gemara seems to be whether it's three or four. If you're going to say the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda is because the Shir is Shaul Melech or Rabbi Umayri, so the question that he asked on Rish Lakish applies to himself. Tuv Leishafkas Rafkla Tamid, a Talmud will have to address his Rabbi with Shaul Melech or Rabbi Umayri, and then we should have a fifth person added because he's mechubur to those four words. And now we don't find. So what I would like to suggest is the following. As we mentioned there in the Dorim Pei Zayin, the Run brings down a Ramban in Masechta Bava Basra in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Run's going there, that they hold that Toichere Dibber is only a Din Rabbanan. And why were the Rabbanan Masak and Toichere Dibber? Because in Mekachu Memkar, if the Talmud wants to back out of a deal, and his Rebbe is coming right then, says the Ramban, he should be able to tell his Rebbe, Shaul Melech Rebbe, and still have a chance to back out. So what bothered me, as I mentioned when we learned the Gemara there, was that the Rabbi Yehuda's kasha here in the sugya against Rish Lakish, that if the whole takana is for a Talmud to be able to back out from Mekah Memkar, and therefore they made it in all matters, or that it should be equal to this shir of Shaul Melech HaRebbe, or some say by Kriya Shema, you're allowed to be mafsik when you see your Rebbe to say Shaul Melech HaRebbe, and therefore they made everything equal to that Talmud who has to greet his Rav. But the Talmud who's greeting his Rav is always not Toichere Dibber. Toichere Dibber means within the three words. He's always going to be outside the three words, because he says, Shaul Melech HaRebbe, and then he has to say in Arsa Givani, or in backing out of a deal, he says, I want to back out. So he's always after the shear of Toichere Dibber. So what I think the pshat is, and that will strengthen Rabbi Yehuda's question over here. Rabbi Yehuda, if we go like the Ramban in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Omalei, Tuv, like Shafkis Rafchul Tamida, what Rabbi Yehuda Nisa means to ask Rish Lakish is, the whole Takon of Toichere Dibber was because of a Talmud who wants to back out of a deal. And therefore the Chachamim made it across the board. You always give a person a few extra moments to reconsider what he did. So if the whole thing was for a Talmud to be able to greet his Rav and still get out of the deal, so here by Naziris, you have to give that fourth person that ability also. Because the fourth person represents Shaul Melech HaRebbe plus an extra moment to say a fourth Vani. So it could be that there's really no Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. And Rabbi Kiva Eger's question is maybe not difficult on the Rambam, why he said three. What the Rambam means is, there's a unit. The unit is Shaul Melech HaRebbe. And Rabbi Yehuda Nisar and our sugya also agrees to that unit. In fact, the Shach says that it's a Machloikas HaSugya. It's not like Rabbi Kivager that we change in Bava Kama and say that the Girsa is Shaul Melech HaRebbe, three words like the Yerushalmi. The Bava Kama is Shaul Melech HaRebbe Umayri. But our Gemara says three, as we see the Meforshim learn our Gemara. Kidei Shilas Tam of the Rav, that only three people should be accepted to say Vani. Rabbi Yehuda says even a fourth. So perhaps the pshat is that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees three. Our whole sugya holds three. Rabbi Yehuda is just saying, give the fourth one also, and that's what the Bavli means when it says Shaul Melech HaRebbe Umayri, the Gemara in Bava Kama and Gimel Mebeis. The Shaul Melech HaRebbe Umayri represents the etzem chiyuv of saying Shaul Melech HaRebbe is only three words. A hitter would be to say Shaul Melech HaRebbe Umayri. So, but Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I don't think that the core amount is four words, which would then have the problem which we raised before, give five people the ability. Because kol mechubar l'tarkei dibur of four words means you can get a fifth person. No. Rabbi Yehuda is mighty that the shear is three words. Rabbi Yehuda is just saying you need three words plus. How do I represent the three words plus? By putting on the word shalom alecha Rabbi umayri. So it could be, possibly, that the Rambam held three, and that he learned this sugya that way, that it's three, and however, the three means that it's always, according to the Rambam's understanding, will be three with the umayri. The umayri represents the plus of Rabbi Yehuda Nisah. It represents the Talmud being chayzer from a mekach, even after he spoke to his Rebbe and said shalom alecha Rebbe, he has shalom alecha Rebbe plus. The plus is represented by Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. I would be very interested if anyone has thoughts on this pshat in the Rambam and in the whole sugya here. There are various pshatim here in the sugya. If anyone has any thoughts on it, please send me an email at grossman@ou.org.